Friday, April 15th, 2022. Hello, everybody. A fantastic day. Today is a day that in my mind, you know, like a heavy day. People think those are the days that you get strong. And certainly you do. But you get strong doing all kinds of other stuff. And that doesn't even involve a barbell. And some of it is tremendously beneficial. And today is one of those days. Let's get strong. Today is also our for time or not workout. And if you don't know what that means you didn't watch that video I attached every Monday entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. So go ahead and check that out. It's posted every Monday. Here we go. For time or not. 10 down to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reps of a strict pull-up and a strict ring dip. And then after each set of dips, you do a 200-meter shuttle run. 50 out, 50 back, 50 out, 50 back. So you do 10 strict pull-ups, 10 strict ring dips, 200-meter shuttle. 9 strict pull-ups, 9 strict ring dips, 200-meter shuttle run. Do that all the way down till you get to the set of 1. Gonna be fantastic. Obviously, none of that needs to be unbroken. This is just a great strength-building day. We've got a video showing strict pull-ups and strict ring dips. With regards to whether or not you should attack this prescribed or scale it a bit, it largely depends. And that's why I made it the not for time option today. If maybe starting from the get-go, you're going to do that set of 10 in 5 sets of 2, let's say, and then the 9, you're going to do 4 sets of 2 in a single, but you can do it at a, you know, you don't have to wait 5 minutes between each one of those. You're moving at a moderate pace, shall we say, but you have to break up the sets and get some rest in there. That's fine. Same thing with the dips as well. You just might want to say, I'm not going to worry about the clock today. I'm just going to get in this fantastic gymnastic strength building day and the heck with the clock. That's a great way to do it. If you're going to be there for a tremendously long period of time and it's just too much strict volume for you, then we're going to want to contemplate a scale option here. In case you do decide to run the clock, the Super Fitness Robot time would be 20 minutes or less. More likely, could drift all the way up to 40 minutes. I know that's a long time, but when you talk about strict pull-ups and strict ring dips paired with the running, it just the clock could continue to run for some people, and they can do it. They're just going to have to take a lot of rest to do it. The wild card option for time or not, 10 down to 1, kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups, kipping ring dips, and then still a 200-meter shuttle run after each set of dips. We've got a video showing the kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups. So that's, you know, maybe your strict strength is pretty darn good, or that's just a bit too challenging for you, and you're going to get in a bit more of a breather, so to speak, because you're going to be able to keep moving at a faster pace. All good. Scale option for time or not, 10 down to 1 of ring rows, and then bar dips, box dips, or dips off of a bench, still with a 200-meter shuttle run offer after each set of that. And we've got a video showing ring row, bar dip, dips off of a box or a bench, or how to get your very first pull-up. The limited equipment option, they've got everything they need. They're doing the same thing as the workout of the day. The no equipment workout today, 10 rounds for time or not, 10 burpees, pardon me, I don't know where that came from. 10 rounds for time or not of 10 burpees and a 200-meter shuttle run. Accessory work, optional as always. First one is an either or. Either the L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, got a video showing that, or you're gonna bear hug a sandbag or a D-ball, so for a static hold, and accumulate 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the loading. The other part of the optional accessory work is the double unders. If you've got them, you're going to do 200 in as few sets as possible, or you're going to do 5 minutes of double under attempts and practice if you're still working on them, and we've got a video of that movement. You're going to do your 5 to 15 minute cool down, and then for stretching, we've got the chest and pecs, hands behind, pec stretch laying on the side, foam roller for the back and lats, or anywhere else that you need it, and then lastly, the trap stretch with the lacrosse ball. Hope you enjoyed the strict strength work. We don't shy away from that. Variance is our friend at Lynchpin, and I will see you back here tomorrow.